3. New York, New York, 1000 Fifth Avenue, Manhattan, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, Wednesday morning. The security was amazing, which didn't matter a bit, since she knew every single bell and whistle in place to protect the star of the Jewel of the Lion exhibit, the famous and infamous Koh-i-Noor diamond currently nesting in the center of the Queen Mother's crown. As for all the boots on the ground, she knew their schedules, knew where they'd be each moment for the next hour. She was whistling Born to be Wild as she strolled into the museum cafe to order a cappuccino. She turned her face to the camera for a good look. She waved to the half-dozen staff she recognized, smiled, chatted, even nodded at a couple of museum visitors seated at the small tables. Once she had her cappuccino in hand, she was careful to give the camera an excellent profile, establishing her whereabouts in the cafe. Once she paid for the drink, she continued toward the first-floor restrooms and walked directly through to the connecting staff door. At the back of the hallway was a staircase to the basement. She set down her cappuccino, pulled on gloves, and slipped through the unlatched door to the basement. She ran down the three flights to the outer room of the museum's electrical grid. She paused a moment, listening. No one was about, not a single sound coming from anywhere. She pulled a lovely bit of technology she had borrowed from an IRA bomber out of her jacket pocket. A time-delayed electromagnetic pulse that coursed through a relay capacitor. She hummed as she placed the small device behind the bank of computers and set the timer. No permanent damage. But when it blew, the computers would shut down, the cameras would go blank, and the alarm system would go offline. For 5 minutes, the entire museum would be off the grid. And that would be enough. She went back to the fifth floor and waited. 3 minutes to go. 2. 1. There was a small...